legislative body, a lot of what we're going to do is going to be dependent on his initiatives and the bills that he wants to propose. So we're kind of in somewhat of a waiting mode on what he's going to propose. But that doesn't constrain us at the same time from representing our districts and offering some solutions to problems we have in our own areas.
We think it'll be short, Scott, because Speaker Harwell has put, for the first time ever, a limit of 15 bills for the House members, which in essence kind of caps the Senate members as well, because you have to have a corresponding sponsor in both houses.
How many bills are filed on a maximum level usually?
Traditionally, over the last several years, of course, this is my 13th year, but it's been averaging around 4,000 bills over a two-year period, so that'd be about 2,000 per year.
Wow, that is a lot.
About 650 usually end up passing.
So this limiting of the bills should help out, I would guess, a whole lot.
Well, that's why I hope that it's short and time-wise, that we're able to adjourn early and save taxpayers' money. Also, when you limit the number of bills, each bill they have figured cost about $1,200 just to jacket the bill. By the time it goes to legal, it goes to the engrossing clerk, and all the time and labor put into scripting a piece of legislation is about $1,200. So if you limit that.
Yeah, and you know, you've got one gentleman out of Shelby County, if I'm not mistaken, Joe, I think he filed 140 bills last year, if I'm not mistaken, and you look at the cost there, and a lot of those bills aren't going to pass.
How do you have the time to file 140 bills? I mean,
seems
like that would be pretty
because
excessive.
I don't do it.
I don't know. He came peddling into my office last year. I just closed the door.
Well, I'm curious. Any insight into what Governor Haslam is going to propose this year? I mean, does he let y'all know anything?
Well, I think there's going to be some good news for Rutherford County, but we'll just have to wait till Monday night and hear what he's got to say.
Our phone number, by the way, 893-1450. So if you want to call in this morning, you will have a chance to do that in just a little while. Wine and grocery stores, that has been a big topic, at least, over the last couple of years. Is that something that is going to pass?
Well, we'll see. I think it has a better chance of passing. I've carried that bill for the last 5 years. It's never been jacketed, or it's been jacketed, but it has never been put to a vote. In the Senate, it was put to the vote in the House last year in a subcommittee where there are only seven people, so all it took was four to kill the bill. I think both speakers have come out and said that they are in favor of wine and grocery store, which gives it some momentum. but I'll have to remind folks that this is a bill, the way it's formatted this year, is not about the wine being sold in grocery stores. It is giving the people the opportunity to vote in the respective district. Those counties or cities that currently have liquor by the drink and retail package are the counties which are about 51 of those counties will have the option, because they've already passed a referendum, they'll have the option to get signatures and put a referendum on the next election cycle, so that'd probably be in 14, to let the people decide whether or not they want it. So it's not voting against an alcohol bill, is voting against letting the people decide for themselves whether or not they want wine in grocery stores. Which polls, recent polling, Vanderbilt says over 62%, MTSU is over 71%.
Say yes to wine in grocery stores.
That's correct.
We've heard rumors here in Rutherford County, and they're just unconfirmed rumors, that stores like Trader Joe's and Whole Foods would be interested in opening in places like Murfreesboro if wine were sold in the grocery stores, because it would be able to increase their revenue enough, I guess, to open a store in smaller towns like our area.
Well, you know, that's all conjecture and what people would like to see if that were to happen. But, you know, I'm a strong believer in competition, and I believe that free enterprise should dictate based on what the people want, and that's what we have to listen to, you know, is competition. You know, people say, oh, the big box stores, they're not from here. The Kroger's, the Publix, the Walmart's, the Costco's. Costco's already selling wine. You know, there's a door right next to the other door going into Costco's. They're already selling wine. So, you know, I think let the people decide whether or not they want it. How the liquor stores got here, is by referendum.
Yeah, and here in Rutherford County, we do have quite a few liquor stores. Have you heard from a lot of owners?
Oh, every one of them's against it, of course. You know, but when I was in the convenience store business and I was selling gas, nobody came to my aid when Walmart decided to get in and start selling gasoline, you know, which I knew that by volume they were going to be cheaper, 2 cents a gallon. I'm in the insurance business, and when the banks decided to get into the insurance business back in 1992, federal law, nobody came to my aid to say, oh, okay, well, banks are now selling insurance. You know, so competition prevails. Now, I had to adjust my business model to make sure that I compete and I do it better than the big box stores.
Again this morning with us is Senator Bill Ketron, also State Representatives Don White, Mike Sparks, and Joe Carr. And Representative Carr, I know you've been talking a whole lot lately about the idea of educators in schools being armed. You met with school officials here in Rutherford County. What is the gist of all that?
The impetus for that was the Newtown, Connecticut massacre, which is a horrifically tragic event, Scott. And the issue there, unlike what I believe our president is saying, is not a gun issue at all. It has nothing to, little if anything, to do with guns. What it is a security issue. Rutherford County, we find out, is a model for how the rest of the country and the state should protect their students. I mean, when our students are in school, the health and the protection of the security of those students is of paramount importance. And right now, Rutherford County was the first county to have an SRO program in the state. I believe it was implemented in 1993. Currently, we have at least one SRO in every county school, and in some cases, we have two. The point being is that guns in schools in Rutherford County are already there. So I got with Superintendent Don Odom and Sheriff Robert Arnold, and we had a roundtable discussion. And what we were trying to flush out was, if we have a faculty or administration member who is already qualified or can get qualified at the level of an SRO to meet that same certification level, the county school board, the superintendent, the principal should be able to decide on their own without the state interfering as to whether or not they want to put a firearm in the school for that faculty member, administration member to have access to. I think they should. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, and I think it acts as a great deterrent, and I think it speaks to the seriousness of how we're going to address the security of our schools and the safety of our children.
And our SRO programs here in Rutherford County are known around the country. We have talked to Sheriff Arnold about that, and past Sheriff Jones has told us many times that our SROs have gone to speak before different groups of schools and different sheriff departments around the nation many times. So, I mean, they are well known for what they do.
It's a model for the rest of the nation. And so for those out there who say, well, I don't want guns in my Rutherford County schools, well, you're about 20 years too late on that idea because they are there. Now, the SRO is not a security guard, and I want to make that very, very clear. The SRO is literally a part of the faculty and staff. They do so much more than provide a deterrent for the type of thing that happened in Newtown, Connecticut. They're integrally involved in the students' lives, mentoring the students, helping with anti-drug campaigns, anti-gang violence, those kind of things.
Again, our phone number, 893-1450. We do have some calls on hold. Just bear with us. We'll get to you right around 8:30 this morning. Let's now go to Mike Sparks. I know your big issue lately has been the whole deal with synthetic drugs and how that is such a huge problem in our community. Yeah. What is happening on the front with that?
Well, the legislation we passed last year was very effective. Right. You know, we shut down about five markets last year, pulled some beer licenses in Smyrna and Rutherford County. Thank you to the beer board chairman, Keith Bratcher, had stepped up and those members. You know, I think it's the number one issue. Let's look at the Connecticut shooting. I mean, it's unfortunate, 20 something lives lost. This drug issue, we lose that every day, but no one is knowing about it. Even the Connecticut shooter was probably on drugs, you know, but that doesn't come out. You know, I think we have a drug epidemic on our hands, and it seems like a lot of folks really aren't paying attention to it. Go over to the jail and go see what they're dealing with is drug and alcohol related. But no, we really were effective last year with the legislation, and thank you to Representative Carr and Womack and Senator Tracy and Senator Ketron for stepping up and assisting with that piece of legislation.
And we're still seeing a problem with synthetic drugs. I know as recently as I think 4 weeks ago, I saw a police report where somebody was arrested with a synthetic drug.
Well, they make so, it's so profitable. You know, you've heard me mention my younger brother's a DA agent, and they had made a bust in an area. And I had asked him, you know, how did they know? The guy had like $380,000 in his account, had new car, new $80,000 watch. And I said, how did you know? How did y'all flag that? How did you know about that? And he said, well, the Department of Revenue said the guy was reporting excessive revenues. And I thought that was odd. I mean, he's reporting excessive revenue. And that's what flagged it. And
must have been the drugs made him stupid.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, it's crazy.
So he was paying taxes and all that.
Yeah, he was reporting all this excessive revenue, and I thought it was odd. But now, one piece of legislation that we're looking at, and I'm trying to get some clarification on it, is that I talked to DA Bill Weitzel of the day, the drug paraphernalia, you know, the crack pipes and that's sold in our markets, the bongs. I've been told that's already illegal. Legal's telling me. Others say it's hard to prosecute because of the residue. But I was telling Bill the other day, I had approached a market and said, hey, you know, you're selling these crack pipes in there. You shouldn't be selling this in my community. And the guy had called me back later, and I really thought we were going to get, you know, a little debate or something. And he said, well, what do you want me to do? I said, well, and I couldn't pronounce his name. You know, it's some odd name. And I said, well, I just want you to take the pipes out and drug paraphernalia. And he said, okay. Bill was kidding me. Well, I'll be back in a week, you know. But I just think that the community needs to step up and start looking at this stuff. And I don't care if you're a grandmother or a student. If you see this stuff, call the sheriff's department. Ask what they're doing about it. And I know Robert Arnold's been strong, and Chief Crispin and Chief Arnold and Smyrna, as well as Colonel Mike Walker and Laverne.
Now, you mentioned that the person was actually paying tax on that additional revenue.
That's what I was told.
Isn't there a law on the books that say you have to pay tax on illegal drugs?
Well, Bill could speak to that better than I could. That was something y'all passed, 3 years ago, Joe?
Yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that wild?
Interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I guess some people are actually following it, huh?
Yeah. He didn't want to get in trouble for not paying his taxes.
It's comical, but they make so much.
Illegal drugs.
They make so much money. But, you know, the one thing that you've got to count the cost. When you deal with addiction and you look at, and we've had Brooke White spoke to this, that's a Riverdale teacher, you know, and I don't think she'd mind me sharing her story. She helped me. Fight this stuff, and you know her son got addicted. It was $20,000 she's in debt from Cumberland Heights over 30 days. I mean, who really counts those costs? And then look at the other ramifications. You know, if someone is incarcerated, the legal cost, or they're not providing for their child, I mean, then state custody has to pick it up, and then they're in, you know have the taxpayers are paying for it. I mean, the loss of productivity to an employer. You know, it's the costs are insurmountable.
Absolutely. Also with us this morning, State Representative Don White, and this is your first legislative session. Are you ready?
I guess I am. It's going to be an exciting. Yes, it's going to be an exciting time. I am ready. You know, got everything settled. Got a new office, new assistant, and so I'm ready.
I'm curious. While you were running, what were some of the things you heard from as far as the people who vote? What were they saying?
Of course, jobs and economy are number one on everyone's mind. You know, of course, bad economy. People are out of work. They want to know what we can do to help attract businesses here, and you know, get our economy back on track. Of course, education reform is on a lot of people's mind. And you know, my other platform issue was just smarter government. You know, get government out of the way. Let businesses do what they do best, run their businesses, and, you know, make less laws, make it easier to attract businesses here in Tennessee.
So are you going in with a whole list of things to get done this year?
I've got a few. And actually, this limit on 15 bills actually is a good thing for a freshman, because I believe as a freshman, you don't want to overload yourself because you're still learning the process. You're still, you know, getting your feet wet, basically. And so this way, it's almost a mentor program for us. There'll be people that have maxed out on their 15 bills that are coming to me and say, hey, will you sign out? And I'll help you. I'll help you walk through the process, and I'll help you, a senior member or, you know, people that's been up there a while. And it actually is going to be a great mentor program for us freshmen.
State Representative Don White with us this morning. And also with us is Mike Sparks and Joe Carr and State Senator Bill Ketron. What we're going to do now is take a short break, but when we come back, we will open up those phone lines. So if you're on hold, just stay with us, and we will get to you in just a minute. Right now, the time, 8:27. It is 40 degrees outside.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We are offering free exterior cleaning and time checks on all fine timepieces by our two watch technicians come in this month for your free cleaning and time check.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. We don't have eight great locations. There's just one Bell Jewelers. And just because we're not one of the big chains doesn't mean you can't get good values at Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Hi, this is Chris over at Music World and Drummer's Den. We're a full-line retail store that offers lessons, guitars, drums, bass, keyboards. And once again, we will not be undersold. We offer internet price matching. We will not be undersold. Please add us on Facebook. That's Music World TN. We have all of our updates on there. We do all of our new things that come into the store, used and new items. We are Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Hi, this is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting you to come eat with our family at Demas's restaurant. When they get under the weather, everybody likes to take that soup. We actually sell enough soup over the year that can fill up an Olympic-sized swimming pool. You can get it by cup, bowl, gallon, whatever size you want to get it in, and it's also one of those things you can freeze and ship. The chicken soup is wonderful if you have a cold. If I'm feeling sick, I just put it in a little coffee cup and I sip it while I'm doing my work. Come to our Demas's restaurant in Murfreesboro, which is located on 1115 Northwest Broad Street.
Don't wait. Getting affordable state minimum coverage from Safe Auto is so easy you barely have to lift a finger. The benefits are so obvious. Safe Auto keeps you legal and saves you money. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO today. Drive safe. Spend less. Safe Auto.
The Tech Life, helping you buy, set up, and use technology.
Very honest, trustworthy company.
Technology can be confusing, but it's our passion.
Anything from hanging a TV on the wall to throwing a song on an iPod, he can take care of it all, so that's pretty cool.
The Tech Life, we're Murfreesboro's tech support. Visit us at thetechlife.net.
New at Ford of Murfreesboro is the 2013 Ford Fusion Hybrid and Fusion Energy Plug-in Hybrid. The Fusion Energy has plug-in technology to further your charge, which means that you'll get amazing gas mileage. The new plug-in Fusion becomes America's most fuel-efficient sedan in 2013 with a rating of 108 miles per gallon in city driving. Visit fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
It is 8:30 right now. That temperature once more is at 40 degrees. No real problems with ice on the road, just wet weather. But be careful anyways on that commute to work, because like I said, the roads are wet this morning, so they may be kind of slick. Rutherford County Schools, they are still opening 2 hours late today. Providence Christian Academy and Lancaster also opening 2 hours late this morning. Murfreesboro City Schools, they opened on time, and so all schools are in session within the city at this point. Once more, your time is 8:30. Temperature outside is at 40 degrees. Our guests today include State Representatives Joe Carr, Mike Sparks, and Don White, and also State Senator Bill Ketron. Let's go ahead and open up those phone lines, and good morning. First caller, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Just a quick comment I'd pass along. I don't know if it needs comment or not. You know, our form of government says basically we are represented at all levels of government by part-time representatives, be it national, you know, state, local, whatever. You know, that's quite a task for a person to represent us, plus making a living for themselves. Then I really question whether or not a person can represent us very well when they add on top of those two chores, announcing and running for a higher office at the same time they're trying to represent me. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you for calling this morning. Anybody like to dive into that question?
I only heard the last part of it, Scott. Can you kind of summarize and repeat it?
I wasn't listening to that. I was making sure the mics were all off.
I think what the gentleman's saying was that we are citizen legislators in Tennessee like most other states. Some states are full-time, House members and Senate members, but I think there was a concern there that running for another higher office while you're trying to represent. You know, it's same thing when people sometimes run for governor or they're running for Congress when they're in state government. I think that was his concern.
All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Good morning. You are on WGNS. How are you this morning? Go ahead. You are on the air.
I have two questions here, two things. This texting and driving, we know that everybody knows that this right here is dangerous and somebody's out here drinking alcohol. And they can stop this texting and driving if y'all would get together and get something passed on it on WhatsApp, where there wouldn't be no more texting on cell phones. That way they couldn't be texting and driving. and they need to pass that, go to all of the cell phone companies, have them shut it off where you can use it for just talking, no texting on your cell phone. And in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet just took red light cameras down. They said that they was interfering with the police department. The police department, they said it was on the news, it said that they was not getting enough of the money from the company. But the thing about it is, the Murfreesboro still's got these cameras up, and you got to treat everybody equal. And you can't charge one man $50 and then charge another man that runs a red light, and a police officer gives him a ticket, or a state gives him a ticket. It's like $100-something ticket and points on your driving record. That's not right. Y'all need to step up and do something about this right here. And I appreciate it. And I'll hang up and listen to y'all's answer. Thank you very much.
The texting while driving, Scott, is already a misdemeanor. Unfortunately, I believe it's only a $50 fine, and it is really quite prevalent, especially with some of the younger drivers, and it's probably something we need to probably take a closer look at about stronger enforcement and maybe a higher fine. $50 is probably not enough of a deterrent.
When I drove to Nashville yesterday, I had a meeting there, and I noticed the state has put up on their electronic signs that says "Don't text and drive." It's against the law in Tennessee. It's not that wordy, but that's what it says as you're driving in.
Yes.
And I was trying to text as, no, I'm kidding. But yeah, the state is making more people aware of that, because I think there's some people that still are not aware of that fact.
You know, when the bill was before us 2 years ago, I believe, Senator Tracy's one that brought it. And in the Senate, I don't know who carried it in the House, but...
John Lundberg.
And there was concern from law enforcement about, okay, it's a misdemeanor, $50 fine. How can you tell whether or not the person's texting or dialing? Dialing the telephone, you know, because their finger's touching the button at the same time. Is that a text or is that a phone call?
Now, I know in cases where someone is accused of selling drugs, the police are allowed to look at that cell phone to see if text messages did take place about drug transactions. Would a police officer be able to pull you over and say, let me look at the last time you sent a text?
Well, you know, maybe that needs to be put into the law.
Well, they could ask, but that is, I think that probably gets into a privacy issue, I think, under the Fourth Amendment. So it's certainly something that would have to be looked at, but I'm not sure.
Okay, let's take another phone call. Good morning. You are on WGNS. How are you?
Good morning, and I'm doing great, and I appreciate you having these folks up there. I want to congratulate our delegation. I tell you, we're awful proud of you folks for working so hard to represent Rutherford County up there. I have a quick question. The pass-through taxes and fees and obligations by the feds is been a problem for many years, but it seems like it's increasing and gaining momentum. And I'm just wondering, it seems to me that it could potentially bankrupt Rutherford County, and I just wonder how you folks in the legislature are combating this effort of the pass-through taxes and fees. And I'll hang up and listen. And again, thank you for all the work you do.
Well, that's a very good question, and I know the person that called in, he's been there before. That's a very tough issue, because they hold you hostage. The federal government holds you hostage, you know, saying that, what if you don't accept this money, we're going to withhold this money. So this is a pass-through on unfunded mandates that come down to us. And of course, we suffer the same thing at the state level down to the county level. You know, our delegation met with a county commission, and that was one of the questions: quit sending us unfunded mandates. So that is a concern, and how we address it. At some point in time, there's going to be a line drawn in the sand about states' rights, and I think it's coming to a head about people getting more concerned about states' rights. And where do we take a stand on that and saying enough's enough, especially with Obamacare and some of the other things that are coming down, and what it's going to cost us? Because it can back... Caller was correct. It may bankrupt many of us, many counties. Right now, all of our counties are in good shape, but we do have 10 cities that are on the verge of bankruptcy in the state of Tennessee right now.
Senator Ketron brings up an excellent point, Scott, in that as long as we, the states, continue to allow the federal government to dictate to the states, as an example, what the caller was talking about, these fees, what we are literally giving up is our sovereignty as defined in the 10th Amendment. And to that end, I and some of my colleagues have formed a caucus in the Tennessee General Assembly called the 10th Amendment Caucus, and it's specifically meant to review all legislation through the prism of promoting, maintaining, and defending the sovereignty of this state. And we are just tired of the federal government dictating to the states what they do and how they do, and everything from HOV lanes to No Child Left Behind to the examples that the caller illustrated. I think it's time the states decided, you know what, we don't have to be the indentured servant to the federal government anymore.
No child left to dime.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
How are you?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Hello.
They're doing good. They can hear you just fine.
Let me tell you all something. I've never seen such a mixed up place in my life. You know, there's a lot of mad people running around here. You know that? I heard you say something about what the states are talking about. A lot of states talking about even getting out of the union. And let me tell you something. This goes to Washington, in case they're listening. You can't fix Washington, so how are you going to fix Tennessee? I ain't never seen so much mess in my life. You know, and if you go around and sit and talk to the people at the coffee table in the restaurants and the stores, sir, it's some mad people walking around here. And I talked to a gentleman last night down in a little store by the police department. He was saying, all these shootings and all this stuff going on, they trying to blame it on everything. But America's fed up with politics, you all. You understand what I'm saying? And what bothers me is when you talk to everyday people, they just say things that make so much sense, but just then when these guys become politicians, they just simply seem like they just forget all about life and the real people. Y'all understand this?
Absolutely.
Y'all know how long we've been in a war. And I'm talking about the president now and everybody else in Washington, all of them. How long we've been in this war, and you keep telling people, and everybody talking about, time sure is hard. Okay, we've been in three wars, and they're threatening to go into another one. And we're broke, and you all just said, we having a problem with money, all kinds of stuff. Sir, stop feeding and stop taking care of the world and try helping home sometime. This has been going on for years, and it keeps getting worse.
All right.
Yes, amen.
Thank you for calling this morning. Let's get some comments. You have a good one too.
Well, he's right. You know, you look at D.C. and I mean, I think we just spoke at TEA last night. $29,000 per pupil in spending. You know, they can't get their own house in order yet. They're going to come down here in Tennessee and tell us how to manage. And I mean, Tennessee. There's why we name one of the best places to start a new business. Why is Smyrna named one of the best places to retire? You know, we've got some good things going on in Tennessee. You know, one thing, Scott, if I could plug, is I put a Facebook page about trying to recruit Remington and some of these other arm manufacturers to Tennessee, and get a lot of feedback on it. You know, and if these northern states don't want those manufacturing jobs, we'll sure take them down here. You know, we've got a great workforce down here, one of the best places to do business and to retire. But Casey's absolutely correct. And you know, speaking of funding, you know, I've mentioned it in two meetings, and the press has never talked about it. The counties, like Bill just alluded to, I found out they cannot go bankrupt, okay, but they're basically an arm of the state, so the state's going to pick up those costs. Jellicoe's one of them. There's several other counties and states, cities across this state. They spent $490 million more than they took in last year. To me, that's a huge red flag. And I want to encourage my other colleagues here to also start talking about that. You know, sometimes I kind of feel I kind of hate being the guy who's got to be the bearer of bad news sometimes. But, you know, if we're going to leave this next generation better, we better start talking about these things. So, Casey, keep calling in and keep wearing us out, and wear out that Desjardins guy, and wear out some of these other guys up here in D.C.
Right now the time, 8:41, you're tuned to WGNS. If you're on the phones, just bear with us. We will get to you in just a minute. Our number is 893-1450, and with us this morning, Senator Bill Ketron, also State Representatives Don White, Mike Sparks, and Joe Carr. Again, the time is 8:42. Stay with us. We'll get to your call next.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't your financial advisor work just as hard managing it? Or does managing even describe what your advisor does? When you seek advice, you're sold mutual funds with a load. You're getting product. That's not management, that's sales. At the Mutual Fund Store, we're fee-based, so our revenue is generated by keeping our clients. That's why we monitor our clients' accounts on a regular and ongoing basis to evaluate if any changes need to be made. And since there are never any commissions or loads, our clients know that the changes are based only on their needs. With Mutual Fund Store locations from coast to coast, thousands of hardworking Americans already know what management really means. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store, with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more, visit MutualFundStore.com or call the Mutual Fund Store now in Franklin and now taking appointments in our Murfreesboro location. 615-778-3232. That's 778-3232 for either location.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Get more for your money when you play it again. Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters on North Thompson Lane.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning once again. No reports of accidents or incidents in Murfreesboro at this time by the Murfreesboro Police. I-24 headed into Davidson County looks good with just water on the roadway, slippery conditions, but not ice. So anticipate that. We've also got I-65 north at I-440 east on the south loop. That's still in the clearing stages. If you're suffering from headaches, low back pain, neck pain, or been in a car accident, call Back to Life Health and Wellness at 834-2600. Mention this ad. Get an adjustment for only $35. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It is 8:45 right now. Temperature outside once more, 41 degrees. No real problems with ice or anything. The temperature has been inching upwards since about 5 o'clock this morning, so it is going the right direction. Again, 8:44 is the time. Our guests today include Senator Bill Ketron, State Representatives Joe Carr, Mike Sparks, and Don White. Our phone number is 893-1450. Let's go ahead and get back to those phone lines. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. What have you got for us?
Yes, sir. I'm a judge. I was just passing through. I appreciate your form. I got a question for you. I enjoy my freedom, but I think when we evolve with technology, we have to make some adjustments in the name of public safety. Has there ever been any consideration to, like, the GPS phones, you know, these smartphones, disabling the text features while it detects the vehicle's in motion to alleviate the texting part of it? Or maybe the law that's on the book, careless operation, careless driving, reckless driving, if an officer of the law observes someone fiddling with something inside the car, like a cell phone, it can just go ahead and ticket that driver for careless or reckless operation and get it done that way. Has any consideration been ever thought about that?
Currently, the technology doesn't exist in the phones to determine whether the individual who's driving the car is texting or if that individual is just a passenger in the car. So, unfortunately, with regard to disabling a phone through a GPS device because the vehicle is moving, would also have the unintended consequence of just a passenger in a car or a bus or a train or any other type of vehicle that is moving. So, that's not likely at this point.
Thank you for calling this morning. Let's head to line two. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes. I was just calling back on the text in there. You know what? These stores that y'all, when they sell this legal stuff in the stores, they go get them and arrest them and shut them down because of that. Well, what's the difference with the cell phone company? They're selling a product that's illegal in Tennessee. Why don't they shut the cell phone company down? Unless they fix it where there's no texting on the phones in Tennessee. And that would solve this problem. You wouldn't have to worry about giving somebody a ticket or something. Seems like everybody just worries about giving somebody a ticket. They're not really worried about somebody's life or nothing. They're worried about getting a ticket or giving them a fine or something like that. But if you fix it where they can't text, by golly, then that's going to make it safer out here for everybody and them too. And so it could be done if you would just go to the phone companies and tell them they're going to start fining you and arresting you, because it's no different than going to a store and getting a store person that's selling this illegal stuff and arresting them and fining them. And I think you should close them stores up and never open them up again. But I just think that y'all can stop this texting and driving. Y'all didn't give a comment on my red light cameras there about the police officers and a $50 fine and a $100-something fine and points on your driving record. You got to treat everybody equal. I mean, it seems like y'all hear one thing or just hear what you want to hear, like you didn't hear that first caller. I mean, you know, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. But I would vote for the man I think that'd do the best job. And we're short and shy of those people now. So, but anyway, I'll hang up and listen to your phone call.
All right. Thank you for calling this morning.
Well, you know, I'll speak to that. I serve on transportation and just appointed vice chairman, and I applaud Speaker Harwell for that appointment. But we don't have traffic cameras in areas I represent, which is the Smyrna and Laverne. Murfreesboro does have them. What I would recommend to the caller is go to your council and speak before your council. Ask to speak there, write a letter to the editor, call your, just like you're calling the radio show here. Call the Dade News Journal, 893-5860. Let them know how you feel. But, you know, when I come through Broad Street just now in front of the Murfreesboro Automotive, whatever it's called, Murfreesboro Ford, Old Alexander Ford area, I make sure I don't run a red light. You know, if you don't run a red light, you're not going to get a ticket. That's the way I look at it. It's been proven it saves lives. It keeps an officer off the street by having to pull someone over. You know, sometimes I think police go a little too far. Both my elderly parents got tickets in Smyrna the other day. You know, my mother, you know, 83 years old, crossed a little white line and got my stepfather and her now, it's $320 I got out of pocket. The same officer wrote them both tickets, you know. Well, you know, I mean, is he really, you know, protecting the community or is it over revenue? You know, that's for you to decide. But that bothers me when I see it. And that's just because it's my parents. I also get upset when I hear it from other elderly people that get tickets. And they're people that have raised their kids and pay taxes all their lives. But, you know, if you don't commit the crime, you shouldn't get the ticket. Now, my mother said, you know, I was guilty. Well, I don't know. It's $160 she's got out of pocket. She's on a fixed income. You know, but... you know, you see that, but I would petition the Murfreesboro City Council and go to them.
Now, whenever these red light cameras first came to light, I think the first ones were in Knoxville. There was a lot of feedback and a lot of talk, I guess, to state representatives. A lot of phone calls were made, but nothing ever happened. It was always decided to be a local issue.
It is a local issue, and some communities have actually installed speed cameras. That I think is the biggest issue, and Murfreesboro chose not to go with speed cameras. They have gone with people running red lights. And if your front two tires go past that white stop block at the intersection, then they'll probably, you know, they have somebody that actually looks at that each one of those pictures every time that flashes. But if your back two tires hit that white stop block, then you're going to get a ticket.
But you get a little bit more leeway, don't you?
Yeah.
With running the red light.
Absolutely. And back to the caller's first comment about cell phone companies selling what they sell, the cell phones, they're not illegal, whereas the synthetic drugs are illegal.
Well, also, you know, to the caller's a question, you know, call the Poison Control Center. You know, they had their calls increased 1,300%. You know, I don't see AT&T and T-Mobile getting people calling them, hey, you've got people dying, you've got people showing up in the ER over texting. So the priority ought to be the loss of life and those that are winding up in the ER. Not I didn't know texting's this big of a, I mean, are we having a mass amount of accidents due to texting and driving? I don't know.
Well,
I don't think we are.
All it takes is one.
Well, one's too many, but yeah. It's I don't know if you really want to go and pass legislation to stop all the texting going on because you're worried about someone texting and driving. I don't know. Subject to debate.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning. I'm with the gentleman that called about the camera, red light cameras. Well, you know, Mount Julia took the cameras down, and the gentleman that called, I want him to call me today because we're going to probably end up going to Mount Julia. We're going to find out how they get them took down, because I'm sick and tired of this thing about we always warn and we go by our same laws, but everybody got their own laws.
And let me tell you something that happened to me, gentlemen. This is a local problem. My family is very upset with what's going on in Murfreesboro. Don't you all know I lost a sister? We was over to a sister of mine house trying to get things together. My sister that's got a the parking thing, you know, for the disabled, right? She got a disabled thing in her car. This happened right here on Braidwell. Okay, though, you know, a lady came in there and told us, hitting her door, just told me, they're towing your car. They're towing. Can y'all believe this? Cost $140, man, and would have been $200 if they'd have took it to their place. Can y'all believe this is going on? Because they said she didn't park where there's a handicap sticker. Well, let me ask if anyone is listening. They got about 3 handicap places to park it out there. Can y'all believe this? With $140 cash. Can y'all believe this?
All right, Casey. Thank you for calling. Let's get some comments.
Go ahead, Don. Representative White.
Of course, that's a local issue. I feel for his sister if she does have the handicap placed in view and that would happen to her. But again, I believe that the Murfreesboro City, if it was on city in the city limits, and he would have to contact his local government on that.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, one of our big problems is the people we have out here driving. I used to think Franklin had the worst drivers, but I think they've moved to Murfreesboro. But the only thing these red light cameras is good, it's really helping the body shop, because you can see all these people just, if a light even begins to turn yellow, they slam on their brakes, yeah. And you're all the time just seeing rear end collisions. And
good point.
They talk about maybe a side collision. Just count up how many people is, just go around to the body shops and look at the front and rear end damages, and that'll tell you what your cameras is really good for.
Well, caller, you make a good point, but I would argue that the side collisions are where your fatalities are more likely to occur. But he makes a good point.
Let's try to fit another call or two in. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I just want to comment on the phones. They was going to outlaw the phones, and they hadn't done it yet. And I think that'd be a good law to do, because the phones has caused a lot of wrecks. And cause a lot of people to get killed, I agree with that. You know, I don't think that you should have phones in the vehicle. And I just want y'all to comment on that and see what y'all have to say on it. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling this morning.
Of course, the law is on the books about texting while driving. And, you know, that's legislation that was been passed. So, you know, in order to force this, it will have to be, you know, Highway Patrol or the Sheriff's Department or Murfreesboro City Police or Smyrna, you know, in my district, they would have to force it and officers would have to start ticketing.
Let's get another phone call here. Good morning. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yes, please keep the cameras. What we need to do is continue to pay attention when we go through the intersection. So please keep the cameras. They cut down on accidents. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling. And one more call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
How are you?
This is Ed Senior. Ed Phil Senior. Joe Carr knows me. Talking about driving down the road. You know, they talk about texting, but before the phones came into being, I used to see people eat in the car, driving down the road, putting makeup on, listening to music, turning their head, shaking. I mean, the problem is people got to be responsible when they're driving. Pay attention. Don't do anything unnecessary that you have to do. Do it before you get in the car or do it after you stop. That's my comment is basically everybody's responsible for what they do in the automobiles. I've got a commercial driver's license. I drove school bus several years. I see a lot of accidents, and a lot of times people are just not paying attention. So that's my comment, and y'all have a good day.
All right. Thank you for calling this morning. Let's fit one more call in. Hello, you're on the air.
Who won the birthday cake?
Who won the birthday cake? Well, that's an easy question. We can easily answer that. Let's see. Miss Vandegrift.
Thank you.
All right. No problem at all. And, wow, that's going to do it for this morning. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Turned into a conversation about texting.
Yes.
And traffic cameras, yeah. So apparently that's what's on a lot of people's minds this morning. Everybody, thank you for joining us. Our guests today have been Senator Bill Ketron, State Representatives Don White, Mike Sparks, and Joe Carr.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you for being here. Right now, that time is 8:58. You're tuned to WGNS. Stay with us. We have local news. Then after that, ABC News coming your way next. Again, the time is 8:58. Temperature outside is holding at 41 degrees.
This is your Good Neighbor Network, WGNS Murfreesboro, WETVLP Murfreesboro, W263 AI Murfreesboro, and W270 AF Murfreesboro.